On the positive side, the Empire certainly won't be looking there, Lakari said. On the negative side, if you're wrong, we'll most likely be dead.
It's a pretty big risk, Drusel, I said.
It is far less risky than remaining here for an extended period. How long can we expect to remain hidden and unreported to the Empire? And to keep Mig Birkett and Barisk Faven in captivity? The variables are too numerous to consider, except for the significant pressure the Empire will put on the Kapoans to surrender us.
Her eyes flicked over to the jewel, where Ra'uf Wala'uk and the Wookiee continued to work in our absence. She lowered her voice, even though we were supposedly wearing soundproof helmets, and continued.
Even if Azor does not betray us, one of those other crew members will. You have already seen how unreliable they are. This astrogation, however, is based on quantifiable and verifiable data. I can walk you through the math, if you wish.
No, that's okay. I believe you, I said. It just seems like we're jumping blind.
Propose an alternative method by which we may escape this planet and make it to Amarith before my family gives up hope and departs.
Give me some time to think about it.
How many units of time?
Until the repairs to the Desert Jewel are finished. I know that's non-specific, but at least it's a deadline.
Will we not take another ship?
I wouldn't want to take another ship than the Jewel. Even as patchwork as she looks now, we're not going to find another one like her. And we need every advantage we can get. Nakari gave a thumbs up to indicate her agreement.
What advantages are necessary?
Drusel asked.
Once we go around the Imperial forces and make it to the Omarith system, we should have no trouble. The Imperials are spread too thin to watch everything.
That didn't sound like her. She should have rattled off a statistical probability of precisely how thin the Imperial fleet would be at any given point in the galaxy. But I think her desperation to get off-planet and reunite with her family was clouding her usual clear thought. Stakes being what they are, they might have pursued your family, I said. We still hadn't heard anything from the Alliance regarding that part of the mission. There's no knowing if Major Durlan got them there or not, and if he did, whether he did so without detection. If he was followed, we could have some bounty hunters watching the planet waiting for you to show up, all with their own custom ships. The Empire might even be there. We don't want to be in a standard slow bird in a situation like that.
Can we not contact the Alliance, then, and enlist some more robust assistance?
I've already tried that, too, I admitted. Aside from using the dead drop, I asked Azor to get a message through to the Alliance, requesting more help. They're probably lying low right now with the Empire here in such numbers. The Gibbon's tone turned morose.
Under such circumstances as these, that would be a delay of indeterminate length, with no guarantee of aid.
I'm afraid so. Using crisp movements, Drusel cleared the maps from her datapad and made a conscious effort to ameliorate her tone.
Barring unforeseen complications, then, we shall forge a new path through the silence, she said. But in the jewel?
Yes, I said. Work had proceeded even faster than anticipated, and I thought that we could technically get the Desert Jewel ready to fly by that evening. But I didn't want to try managing such a journey without a good night's rest first. We'd have hazards enough without compounding them with a Logi pilot. We're going to put in a new transponder identifying us as one of Nessun's couriers, and we should be able to leave tomorrow. When I tried to nod for emphasis, I smushed my nose against the inside of the helmet, and it hurt because even that tiny impact reminded me of the blow I had taken from Faven. Nakari seemed to find my pained reaction endlessly entertaining.